Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir, under the baton of Carmen Dragon, this is Toby Reed, and your hostess is Frances Langford.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a bag of gold. Let's go on with the show.
Ah, that's a swell tune, isn't it, Frances?
I think it is, Toby. And it was written by a man whose music has become a mighty big part of the American scene, Mr. Irving Berlin.
You're talking about one of the best.
I know. You can find a Berlin song to fit any mood you're in. You want a song about the country? He's got it.
I'll say he has. God bless America.
A song about girls?
A pretty girl is like a melody. And that's only the beginning.
A song about music?
How about this one?
Oh, I should say so. Say it with music. A bit of lyrical coaching from a master of the romantic. A tuneful tip to the guy who can't quite get his mind to put his heart into words. When you want to get Anne or Sarah or Katie or Genevieve in the mood for romance, find an empty park bench or an empty parlor and try Mr. Berlin's advice. A melody,
beautiful song. Say it with music. Simple melody, isn't it? Now, all by themselves, those single notes don't sound like much, do they? But in the hands of a gifted composer like Irving Berlin, rich harmonies are expertly blended to bring out the distinctive qualities of each note, transforming a simple scale into a melodic gem that's timeless in its popular appeal. In much the same way, skilled craftsmen who create Maxwell House coffee combine the separate flavor qualities of many superb Latin American coffees into the rounded perfection of the one unmatched Maxwell House blend. Our Maxwell House experts choose Manizales for mellowness. They add Medellins for richness. They select other famous coffees for robust vigor. They blend in Bucaramangas for fine, full body. All adding up to great coffee at its flavor peak. So completely satisfying, it's actually bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So friends, why not enjoy the very real pleasure of coffee at its best? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Simply say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
There's a lot of talk and a lot of dreaming going on the American scene right now. It starts every year about this time as the bags and trunks come down from the attic, vacation bound. There's an electric current of excitement running through the days, and you start counting them and thinking, this time next month I'll be at the shore, I'll be at the mountains, I'll be in Canada, I'll be in Mexico, I'll be in South America.
Myself, I'll take South America.
That's not hard to take, Toby. Tropic flowers, tropic trees against the yellow moon. Mountains that bend down to see who's coming in the harbor. And music that sets you dancing every time you hear it, but dancing in the South American way.
Hi, 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 hi. Have you ever danced in the tropics? In that hazy, lazy, like kind of crazy, like South American way. Hi, 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 hi. Have you ever kissed in the moonlight? In the grand and glorious, gay, notorious South American way. The Latin scheme of love is like a dream of love. The Latin stream of love is in their veins. They'll buy a jewel for you, or fight a duel for you, or drive a mule for you across the plain. Aye, 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 aye. There is melody in their music. While the gauchos will sing it, come on and swing it the South American way. A dream of love, a Latin stream of a love in their veins. They'll buy a jewel for you, or buy a duel for you, or drive a mule for you across the plain. Hi, 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 hi. There's melody in their music. While the gauchos sing it, come on and sing it the South American way.
These are the most romantic nights of the year. These are the evenings when you take your best girl walking in the park or by the ocean or along the lake. These are the nights of country club dances and wedding receptions. These are the nights the poets have set to rhyme, the composers to music. These are the nights a gentleman or lady might watch the stars and sing a song like this one Francis Langford has chosen.
Kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming. Every minute, every hour, every day a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm. And to hold, I want a Sunday kind of love.
second scene is a lot of different things. It's your father sitting in front of the fire with the evening papers. It's the mending basket by your mother's armchair. It's the trees that stand like sentinels along your street, and it's the friendly look of the houses along it. It's the church and the schoolhouse. This month, it's likely to be your kid sister's graduation. Yes, your kid sister's graduation. You look at her standing in her bedroom in a new white dress and a new white shoes, and you get a lump in your throat just watching. She looks lovely, doesn't she, Mother?
Sister, stop twitching until I get this belt right.
What's that, Francis? Oh, yes, she looks lovely. But pretty is as pretty does. Now, don't you forget that, sister.
When are you going to be through, Mother?
Well, I'm not going to be through at all if you don't stand still.
Holly, I certainly envy you. These are the happiest days of your life.
Oh, Francis, how corny can you get?
The happiest days of your life. The very happiest.
Well, if life's never going to get any better than this, I don't think much of it.
Sister!
Never mind, Mother. We never appreciate it while we're having it.
Mother, I've got to get out of here. You stand there in all those yards of white orchidy. You know, you look like a quart of milk, but you can't do anything about it.
Sister, for heaven's sake, smile.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah, sure I'm excited, Francis. You think to yourself, if the old folks want to think it's all so wonderful, let them think it. They have so little in their lives. One must be tolerant.
Then I think she's ready. How does she look to you, Francis?
Very sweet and girlish.
Sweet and girlish? I don't want to look sweet and girlish. I want to look like a woman who has lived.
Not at your graduation.
You want to look just as young as you can for just as long as you can, sister.
Mother, please. You don't seem to realize I'm not a child anymore. My young years are behind me.
It is a trial raising your elders, isn't it, Holly?
You look at your sister suspiciously to see if she's laughing at you. And you can't quite tell, though you ignore what she just said. Finally, they decide you look all right and start out for the school.
You drive through town. The traffic's unusually heavy because everyone's going to graduation. You look down at the small, solemn figure sitting stiffly beside you, and you think, I'd love to be that age again. You'd give anything to know what's going on inside her, so you try to get her to talk. Is Jerry coming over tonight?
Jerry is just a child.
He's graduating with you. He's as old as you are.
Women are always so much older than men.
Oh, I see.
I'm through going out with boys. Anyone I go out with now has to have reached maturity. He must be really adult. He'll have to be at least 17.
Well, sister, smooth your hair. We're here. Dad, I think you can park right over there. See, behind the Robertsons.
Here we are, honey.
I think maybe I'd better go home. I think maybe I'm going to be sick.
If you go home, I'm going to give you a good big dose of castor oil.
Maybe you'd better.
You'd rather take a dose of castor oil and graduate?
Frankly, yes.
Now, sister, you get right out of this car and go in there and get with your class.
I think you're a very ununderstanding mother.
Then you're very wrong, sister. Because I understand you perfectly. Go on now, scoot.
Yes'm.
Now, don't fidget on the platform and stand up straight.
So you go in. The kids are lining up and you take your place. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Holly. My dress stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So does yours.
Quiet, not quiet, boys and girls. No more talking, please. Are we all here? All right. Let us repeat to ourselves. I am cool, calm, and collected. Now then, let us remember to keep in step. Let our voices ring out loud and clear. No chewing of gum, please. And
start
no
thinking yourself. This whole thing is just too juvenile. And you think of your father and mother and Francis sitting out in the audience, and you hope they get a kick out of it. After all, the whole thing is for their benefit.
You sit there in the auditorium, and you look around at all the relatives sitting in their Sunday best, waiting to see the son or the daughter or the niece or nephew or friend graduate. They look proud and happy, and there's a mist about them, but the mist is in your eyes because they're sitting just as they sat the day you graduated. And then Miss Andrews hits a chord on the piano.
The same chord she hit on your graduation day. And the class begins to march onto the stage singing. And it might be your class, or your mother's, or your grandmother's.
We'll keep our spirits bright and true until the victory is won.
Oh, Frances, I do hope Sister doesn't forget her speech. She's the first one in our family to ever be chosen valedictorian.
She won't, Mother. But you begin to get a little nervous yourself. The moments begin to strain past in slow agony, and you begin to wonder if graduations are as much fun as you made them out to be. You think they'll never get to Sister, but at last they call her name, and she comes to the front of the stage looking very little and forlorn.
And so today we are closing a door on one world and stepping into a new one. What that world will hold, we do not know. But we do know there are mountains to be climbed, rivers to be crossed, new horizons to be reached. And we will reach them. We, the graduating class of 1947, will climb until we carve our shining niche into the years ahead. And through it all, we will never forget these sacred walls, these beloved teachers, these treasured companions, or what we owe this hallowed high school. I thank you.
You stand there, listening to the school hymn, with a lump in your throat. And you look at Sister standing up there with her class, and you remember the thoughts that ran through your mind when you stood there. And you wonder if she's thinking the same thing.
You stand there, singing with your class. You look around you at the kids that have made up your world for the past years. And you know you'll all be separating now. And suddenly, you don't want to be so old anymore. And if you could stay this age for a few years longer, you would. And you look down in the audience, and you catch your sister's eye, and you smile at her, and wonder if she understands.
You catch Holly's eye, and you realize she is thinking the same things you did. And you look away real quick so you won't cry and disgrace her. So you stand there listening to the school hymn, and you think of all these school hymns being sung for this occasion all over America. And of all the classes of 1947, starting out to make their shining mark, and you think, God bless them, and let them make that shining mark across the skies of a world at peace.
Hail to our alma mater, red, gold, and
Graduation night at high school brings back some mighty nice memories, Frances.
Always glad to oblige, Toby. And now maybe you'll oblige with a few words about Maxwell House.
Well, you've made that easy, Frances. Like high school and graduation, Maxwell House coffee is a real part of the American scene, too. We Americans love coffee. It's our favorite drink. And here's something to remember. Today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, flavor explains this overwhelming preference. That good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of premium Latin American coffees radiant roasted to perfection. Yet with all this extra flavor, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You get so much more for so little more. Good reason why, with more than 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, America's favorite coffee brand is Maxwell House. Always good. To the last drop.
You know that music, for it took its place on the American scene several years ago, when it became the beautiful melodic signature of a young and very great composer, George Gershwin. He left a great heritage of music that will always be a part of the American scene. And with your permission, we'd like to recall some of that music to you now.
Oh, in the country. Slaves are hung in the shore. They say that all the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before. See them billing and cooing like the birdies above. Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feel that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
Long time. never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is fun time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. For me, you're calling me. I'd give the world to be a wonderful Chimney.
Mammy, waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee.
The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Swanee.
I'm coming back to Swanee.
Mammy,
I love the old folks at home.
Inviting you to be with us again next week at Maxwell House Coffee Time. We'll have more words and music for you, so we hope you'll join us over your Maxwell House coffee cup. And now, for Toby Reed, Eloise, Carmen Dragon, the orchestra, the choir, and myself, good night.
Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Easy to take these warm weather days, iced coffee. And easy to make with instant Maxwell House coffee. Dissolve in a little warm water, add cold water and ice cubes. And presto, you've got iced instant Maxwell House with the rich, satisfying flavor you'd expect from the famous Maxwell House blend. And that wonderful flavor's all there, full strength. No fast-melting ice to dilute it because you use cold water. Enjoy iced coffee instantly with Instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.